Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Silver Music Box by Mina Bates, translated by Allison Leyland, performed by Jane Oppenheimer. Chapter 1. Johann. Altena, near Hamburg, August 1914. The light from the workbench lamp shone down on an ingot of pure silver. Strong hands had extracted the sharp-edged ore from a mine in Saxony, and others had toiled to stow it in a rail truck. It had crossed the German Empire to be melted and shaped into an ingot, and had finally found its way here. This fine silver was no different from any that Johann Blumenthal had held in his skilled hands before. But as the young silversmith bent low over the bench and narrowed his eyes to inspect it beneath his magnifying glass, an idea of what it would become was already forming in his mind. A melancholy smile came to his lips as his sensitive fingers gently brushed the surface. How could Johann imagine the ways this piece would affect his family? That its value would far exceed all the jewelry and ornaments he had ever crafted. Johann was a striking man, not so much because of his fine features or his above-average height, but because his light blue eyes were like windows to his thoughts. Maybe it was also the way he tilted his head when listening, giving everyone he spoke to the impression of his undivided attention. His back prematurely bent by work, 30-year-old Johann was sitting in the workshop of Blumenthal and Sons. He loved the evenings, when the day's work was done and he was free to experiment, innovate, and create fine works of art. As he studied the silver on his bench, the final piece took shape in his mind's eye. His hands flew to a sketchbook, and a deep crease formed between his brows as he drew the two parts of a little box. This would be something special. Unique, not destined for the display window of Blumenthal and Sons. It was to be a gift for his 4-year-old son, Paul. His farewell gift. Johann dashed tears from the corners of his eyes. From the upper floor, where his family lived, he heard his son's pattering footsteps. Over them came the voice of his wife, Lotte, probably warning their little rascal not to disturb his father's work.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?